So, friends, we will now study chapter 6, which is on researching international market. In other words, this chapter is all about marketing research, but in context to foreign market. Now, here international marketing research, like the other one, is also a systematic collection, recording, analysis, interpretation, and reporting of information. So, these are the essentially the steps of marketing research. This is pertinent. However, when you do a research, it is to the specific marketing decision that you are envisaging, for which you need certain data duly inferred. So, this is what is the essence of the marketing research. You need to hire, of course, the services of the professional research body in the host country, in the sense, the country where you are planning to enter. Of course, they know the local demographics very well, local dynamics very well, which kind of research will work and all those things they know better. So, you have to take the services of a market research agency in the foreign market. Very simply, one statement is enough to help you understand the importance of marketing research. A wise man recognizes the convenience of a general statement, but he boasts to the authority of a particular facts. This is by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. And to help you, I've given an example below. If you narrate things like India's population is growing rapidly and at this rate, after 5 years, there will be more poverty and unemployment. Vis-a-vis, now look at the next paragraph. India's population will grow at the current rate of 6.25% per annum. After 5 years, the people below poverty line will grow to 40% and unemployment will rise by 20% annually, which makes better sense to you. So, it's that the second, that is what recognizes the convenience of a general statement. You could get a message out of the first statement, but boast to the authority of a particular fact. But if it is presented to you in the alternative manner, you will really bow down because you will make a strong meaning out of it. So, MR is a success link for managers in the international market. Okay, successful to be in the international market, to be successful, you need to understand particular industry in that country, product offering vis-a-vis what is needed by the customers in that country, competition knowledge, customer buyer behavior and various such insights, use of MarCom, that is marketing communication. So, which are the marketing communication channel utilization habits, etc. All aspects can be found out through a research. So, the marketing research is defined as the systematic design, collection, analysis, and reporting of a data and findings relevant to the specific marketing situation facing the company. This is by none other than Mr. Philip Kotler, the doyen of marketing management. What he's trying to say is that, of course, there is to be a design. How and where you collect the data, then analyze, after analysis, create a report of the data, and then infer and present the findings, which is linked to a specific challenge, problem, decision that company is envisaging to take based on the outcome of the report. So, market research thus has to have a systematic approach, that is the crux of it, to really meet your objective. So, when you say market research, what it specifies, the information required to address this issue. So, market research company need to know what kind of information that you will require for the kind of objective that you have. They will be able to design a data collection method, approach, how will the required data be collected. Then, entire implementation of the data collection process. So, what you envisage tactically, strategically will get implemented. And once the data comes in, how will the result be analyzed? And how will you present your findings, etc.? All aspects covers the science of marketing research. So, graphically, it starts with a design, as I have told you, which essentially involves the data collection. Once the data is collected, the data is analyzed and inference is drawn, and a particular way in which the findings are presented to the client. All that is for a specific marketing situation, problem, or a challenge as put up to you by the client. So, introduction, just to continue, nation-specific different nature market data is needed. So, when you are entering, say, China, you need entire demographic data, behavioral data. So, that's where the market research becomes important in the international market, okay? So, Walmart has collected a lot of data before deciding to enter, not to enter India, okay? They are still shying away from Indian market. All decisions taken revolve around information that has been made available through the research, okay? If the basis of decisions face challenges like government policy is not very friendly, or there is to be some other issue, okay, or tech issue, etc., then your entry may accordingly be either decided to not go ahead or may delay. Help in developing appropriate marketing mix, which is product, price, place and promotion. Okay, you can develop once you understand the consumer demographic, buying behavior, their media habits, etc. So now we get into understanding types of international market research. There are essentially three types of international market research. We will study one by one. First is exploratory, second is a descriptive, and the third is a causal. Exploratory research, what are the purpose and the use of it? It is conducted when company enters a new market or faces a problem that lacks clarity of solution, that lacks decision-making information, etc. And the way the research is named, it is done in an exploratory manner. So this type of research often involves qualitative data collection or generic data collection, such as maybe an informal way of interview, or just the literature review, or just speak to some few experts in the local market. So it's like, as the name suggests, you are exploring. For example, when IKEA decided to enter the Chinese market, they conducted an exploratory research to understand cultural preferences, preferences towards do-it-yourself culture, okay, so shoppers' behavior in China, so that they can accordingly tweak their marketing mix, prefer compact furniture. So what came out is that Chinese people prefer compact, maybe multi-utilitarian, same piece but can be used for multiple utility, because they own small apartments, and therefore IKEA has to create range for Chinese customers. So that's the significance. Descriptive research. So it's a name itself that you require really elaborate, in-depth, wide information. Provide a detailed picture of the market, the environment, etc. This type of research involves quantifiable data. Okay. It clearly gives a perspective in terms of quantified data. Helps business understand the characteristics, behavior, preferences of their target market more in a quantitative manner. Common techniques, therefore, of the quantitative research is applied, like a survey. You do focus group, where you call some relevant people as a group and discuss or observe their actual behavior as an observer. So these are the ways the descriptive research. Nike used descriptive research to understand the rising interest in sports and fitness, leading to the creation of products that cater to local preferences, such as cricket-inspired footwear. So, various countries go through a phase. In India also, when health consciousness started, we were earlier using school canvas shoes for walking and all. Nike literally, through this descriptive research, could determine that how Indian mindsets are changing, and they do not have right product, and therefore they came out with product for walking, marathon running, etc. The finding allowed Nike to localize their marketing campaign. Also, they can localize based on what is a trigger that they understand. Okay, so that way, here in India, they focused on popularity of the cricket or the growing fitness culture. So likewise, that's the significance of descriptive research. The third type of research is a causal research. That is, you have to identify cause and effect relationship. This research aims to help you determine what cause creates what effect, okay, by manipulating one or more variable. So there are variables. You need to identify, or you want to understand, which variable creates bigger impact. So in that case of situation, you try to create causal research, whether discount matters, whether freebie matters, whether additional quantity free matters. Again, you get into causal research. Okay, here the one variable is changed to see its impact on the final outcome. So that's how generally this is done. It's again a quantitative in nature. Okay, and you can even set your hypothesis before you start, that you visualize this to be the outcome. If outcome comes in that line, fine, hypothesis is met. If not, the hypothesis was countered. So you have to accept the alternative as a finding. So Coca-Cola uses this causal research to understand the impact of change in the formula when they change the formula in various markets. When they introduced New Coke in way back in 80s, the company used causal research to analyze consumer reaction and determine whether the formula change would result in higher sales. Somehow, as the world knows, this research probably didn't reveal it. So when they really launched New Coke, there was a lot of backlash in the market. Coca-Cola really suffered. That suffering was almost over a decade. Later on, they could win back. So you see the significance of research, the right research, right outcome, etc. So we therefore get into process-based understanding how international market research can be conducted. So to begin with, let's understand that it's linked with, MR is linked with various aspects or a marketing situation. It is done to produce sufficient evidence to take an appropriate marketing decision. You cannot reach out to the entire population, but if you reach out to the significant number, what emerges out of it is considered as the most likely outcome, even if you reach out, you know, to all the population. So that is the base of market research. So therefore, the MR is to focus on understanding specific problems or specific aspects. Many companies make a mistake of cluttering this. As you are doing research, kindly also find out this, kindly also find out this, then the focus goes away. For international marketing, this process is crucial as it enables the firm to take informed decision, not only about whether to enter or not to enter. As I told you earlier, there is a CAGE framework, Ofsted framework, or entry strategy, or four piece tweaking, whether you want to standardize or whether you should localize, etc. And for doing the research internationally, like in India, Indian or host or a domestic country, you have to create a research brief, which should really provide perspective of the market and what are you expecting at the end of the research. So these are the research process steps, defining problem and objective, for which problem or what objective with which you are doing this research. The design is actually constructed, which is everything in the sense of research methodology, who's a sample, how it is approached and met, etc. Then entire data collection, sampling part is comes into that. Then entire data analysis part is looked at. And then finally, how the result will be communicated. So we take them one by one, defining problem and objective. Here, it's a first phase where market research or the company, the marketeer approaches the research company, and here it is like they have to create an understanding among the people of the research company as to what exactly your objective of doing this research is, or what is the problem to which you are looking at the solution. It's like, you know, just to give you a better idea, telling a market research agency that our sale is declining consistently last 3 years, we want to just find out a reason for it. It's very open-ended. You may suggest our sale is continuously declining since last 3 years. We wish to understand consumer shift against our product or the brand. So then the research agency knows what exactly they have to do. So that's the importance of the defining the problem very well. So here, management dilemma, that why my research is why my product sale is going down consistently last 3 years. That's a research dilemma put up as a research problem or the management problem, sorry, I should use the word management problem. So, dilemma of the management is translated as a management problem, why my sale is going down, okay? And that dilemma comes the management problem has to be represented as a research problem, wherein that additional part which I told you, refining and putting it appropriately will give an idea to the research agency as to what exactly they have to do. So that is what I have been talking about. Is our sales related to the price we change? So it could be that you can be upfront asking research agency to check whether price change that we have affecting every year, has that led to any declining consideration? So measure the impact of price on the sale. So you want to check this. So how is the same thing I am putting it up, said differently. So research problem definition is very important. Has our customer lost value for money in our product? So now you see, this is a real a refined version of it. You are just asking in the one that price we change was any impact, okay, or whether the price change has led to the sale impact. But when I'm putting it up something like the whether my price versus the value benefit that customer was earlier getting, has there any gap created? So that's a more finer way to put it up. So then agency knows that they have to not only go and ask the customer, has the price change led you to decrease? No. Are you thinking that price versus what you are getting is not sufficient? So that kind of a probing will happen. Determine the value perception and impact on sales. You may add related part to that. So I want to understand whether the value this thing diminishing is led to the consideration against the brand. So that aspect. So these are the way the refined problem can be created. Research team has to make use of customer feedback, internal, external data that they may be having. From the sales team, you continue to get a feedback. Okay. From the vendor, distributor, you get a feedback. And along that, collectively, you should be able to form one sound research problem. The research problem could be about the new product launch or the services, or it could be you find a lack of awareness about the new product leading to not rising the sale, or poor company image and reputation that is hampering the sale of new product, or distribution related problem. Customer is aware of your advertisement, but whenever they go to the counter, product is not available. So what is it? Determine the research design. It's a complete blueprint, as it says, wherein this research problem is converted to the hypothesis. Hypothesis is an entire science, but here a kind of a definitive this thing will be given. We spoke about that price change, etc. So we may put up a hypothesis that value perception has nothing to do with the selection or rejection of our product. So now you may put up hypothesis. So then the research will focus on covering those aspects. And at the end of the research, when the finding is generated, either that hypothesis is met, means yes, value perception has no impact on the sale, something else, or that hypothesis is rejected, means yes, value perception gap has an impact on your sales. So likewise, that's an hypothesis. It highlights what will be the research that research has to bring out. It has to clearly bring, suggest as to we are working on finding this answer. So if you feel that there is a change needed, you can go back to the agency. It gives the methodology for data collection, the survey method or observation method. So what is it? Focus group discussion. What are you going to do? How are you going to analyze, etc.? So we are going to study about analysis also later. As we said, the research design has to clearly articulate qualitative research or quantitative research, or as we studied earlier, one of the three research approach, okay? Exploratory, detail, or causal, this thing, okay? So, but primarily in the research design, you will suggest whether qualitative research is required. Qualitative research generally covers more in depth of mind, perception, motivators, motives, emotions, etc. And generally a smaller group size, but focused on in-depth insight coverage is there in the qualitative research. Methods include focus group, where you call maybe 8 to 10 people belonging to the same group. There's a moderator or an interviewer who will create a discussion and he will gather from that. Or an observation study where you become a salesperson and actually observe how customer behave, you know, when he comes to buy a particular item, etc. For example, before launching the iPhone in China, Apple conducted a qualitative research through focus group to understand Chinese consumers' perception of smartphone and their brand preferences. So then Apple knew what may be a trigger in their favor. Step 2 is about same thing, determine the research design, qualitative versus quantitative. Quantitative is very, very quantifiable approach to getting an answer to the goal that you have set for the research. Okay, research will really give you a quantitative outcome. Okay, so you know exactly how many people have liked the feature, how many disliked, etc. So here techniques like the method like survey, experiment, statistical data analysis, etc. can be utilized. So here's an example of how Unilever uses market research. In Brazil, they conducted a large-scale survey across different regions and gathered data on consumer preference and buying behaviors towards detergent. This allowed Unilever to determine the most effective marketing and distribution strategies for the product. So successfully sampling, adopting, and then increasing the usage. So they could achieve that. Step 3, data collection method. There are two main types of data collection: primary data collection and secondary data collection. So let's understand what it stands for. Primary data collection is a first end from the sample, collecting the data. That's the primary data. Now there are techniques or the tools like survey. Here one person as a surveyor will go and meet the identified nature of the survey respondent, okay, and then he will gather various quantitative data. Interview, here it's a one-to-one interview which is conducted in depth, okay. It will collect more a qualitative insight. There may not be a fixed answer, but it will try to read the mind, perception, fear, motive of an individual behind certain decisions. Observation, here watching the consumer behavior in a most natural setting. For instance, retail companies like Walmart often observe how consumer interact with the product in store, helping them to optimize layout of the store, product placements, etc., offer placements, etc. Okay. Focus groups. Here, small diverse group of people are selected to discuss a specific product, specific need of the consumer, etc., or a specific response to marketing strategy. The goal is to get a diverse perspective, and it is not like one group discussion is conducted. Series of focus group discussions are conducted. Outcome of it will really throw a good perspective, and it will really pull out the qualitative part, okay, not the quantitative part. What is hidden in the mind of the target customer will come out. So we have a mix of quanti and qualitative data collection, which is a primary data collection that we have seen. The second one is the secondary data collection. So this is generally an available data in the open domain. So things like newspaper article, books, etc., journals of marketing, and many such, where the data is given. So that data is utilized. So they are publicly available sources like news article, as I told you, academic paper. There are reports available also for various markets and all. The trade publication. So here various trade bodies, the say printer association or steel manufacturer associations, etc. Or there are specific business publications. So like Marketing Week or Ad Age, etc. Or in India, so to say, Business Week, okay, Business India. They provide many times sectorial overview, etc. So that also can be used. Government report, many countries, statistical data about economy, population, industry, etc. are available. In India, it is Ministry of Commerce and Industry who publishes the data. Once you have a lay your hands onto that, you are able to understand the trend, because you will have a number of years of data available, so that you can really determine the trend, the policy changes that has taken place. So you can even visualize the direction in which government is going, some regulations government is imposing. So that itself will be available to you through government reports. The data analysis now. So we have understood various data collection, using them. A data is collected and now you need to analyze. Essentially, that analysis is referred to more to a primary way of research that you have done. So in the qualitative analysis, the focus is understanding what is an inference coming out. Okay. So it's like when it comes to, suppose you have done a qualitative research, okay, wherein a lot of perceptional information, in-depth discussion has taken place. So here, non-numeric but pattern forming trend has to be noticed, okay, so that you are able to visualize as to which way the people thinking orientation is moving. Okay, for instance, when launching a new fashion line in Italy, Zara may analyze feedback from the focus group or social media comments to understand the cultural nuances and preference for color, fabrics, designing, etc. So this is a qualitative way of analysis where even some secondary sources are used. Okay, quantitative data analysis, here various things will be analyzed in a numerical manner, percentage. Okay, numbers will be for every alternatives of the answer, the number will be first compiled, then percentage to the total will be compiled, etc. Now that will reveal to you in a numeric manner what is the standing or what side the trend is going. So you are able to clearly quantify various aspects, and that quantification will help you to strategize your marketing approach, strategy, tactics, etc. So for example, McDonald's in Japan use quantitative analysis to track sales of their menu items and identify which products are most popular and which are not. This information enabled them to tailor their offering to the preference of the Japanese consumer, ultimately contributing to the success in that area. Okay, otherwise it was unheard of. Japanese people do not eat much outside, as we know, but yeah, new age, Gen Z, etc., stepping out, and understanding them, they could really tweak their menu and become successful.